Stevie Nicks did her first vocal track of this song, standing in a fully lit studio, but it didn't come together till the eighth take when the studio was only lit by candles and Stevie was sitting in a corner. Gotta have the right ambiance. Brian May says that when Freddie Mercury first played this song for them in the studio, they all fell to the floor with laughter. And then they all laughed all the way to the bank, right? You're listening to Aero 93. I'm Sherry Donovan. Keith Richards and David Bowie had become friends during Bowie's Diamond Dogs sessions. And there was a rumor going around that Keith had played guitar on Rebel Rebel. Probably because the riff was absolutely Satisfaction era Rolling Stones. In the mid-60s, Mick Jagger's girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull, gave him a book called The Master and Margarita. And its central character was the devil, who was portrayed in the book as a sophisticated man of wealth and taste. And Mick sort of identified with that character, and he wrote the song. It's a classic rock block weekend on Aero 93.1. Hello, I'm Sherry Donovan with The Block of Boston, and there were 8 years between their second and third albums. Third Stage contains their only number one hit, believe it or not. It's this one, Amanda.